翻开《撒母耳记下》第十三章。
Let's open to 2 Samuel chapter 13.
十三章发生了在大卫家里的一些丑陋的事情。
In chapter 13, shameful things happened in David's household.
那么我们也看到大卫他有慈爱，但是在公义的方面，这个义里面呢，对于自己的孩子有过分的溺爱。
So we see that even though David had a lot of mercy, but in terms of the righteous, he pampered his children.
当我们看到这一个暗嫩呢喜欢他自己的妹妹他玛。
When we saw that Amnon loved Tamar,
是一个同父异母的这一个妹妹。
That's his stepsister.
那我们看到这一个在摩西的律法里面是不可以的。
So we saw that in Moses' laws it was not allowed.
那么在这一个暗嫩在跟他玛之间的关系的时候，
So in the relationship between Amnon and Tamar,
那么暗嫩是用强迫的方式
，Amnon took her by force，
也是用技巧骗着他父亲，让这一个他玛来到他的面前服侍他。
He also used trick to have Tamar come to serve him from his father.
那么当我们看到大卫知道这件事情以后，就非常的发怒。
So when David found out, he was very angry.
就仅以发怒怎么会发生这个事情
Yes, really, as to why this thing happened.
我们没有看到他对暗嫩有任何的处罚措施。
We did not see him punish Amnon for this.
暗嫩是他在希伯伦生的长子。
Amnon was actually the firstborn to him in Hebron.
因为过分的爱他，所以只有生气，生自己的气，却没有惩罚他。
So he was very furious, but because of his pampering, that he did not punish him.
那么有很多的因素
Because of many reasons
一个是溺爱
One is pampering
第二是因为自己觉得自己这个身不正影子斜了
So he thought maybe he did things wrong And so that's why his son followed
那么呢再来呢不愿意让这个家丑外扬
Also did not want to have this disgrace be known outside
那么在整个苦难的过程当中呢
So in his suffering
慢慢的这件事情那也不外扬了
So it was not made known to outside
写在圣经上面让全世界的人知道
But it was written in the Bible so for the world to know
圣经从君王到奴仆
So in the Bible from king to servant
只要说神所拣选的都成为我们一个很重要遵行的目标
So all those who serve the Lord or chosen by the Lord are our objective or our goals
也给我们看到我们怎么样去在整个的生活的过程当中怎么去面对
So he also tells how to face the problems in life
那么这个他玛的哥哥亚撒龙就非常的生气
So Tamar's brother Absalom was very upset
但这种生气是不表于 脸色
So it was not shown in his face
那么呢已经怎么样定下一个旨意要把他的哥哥给杀了
So he already said in his mind to kill his older brother
那这一些呢我们看到呢是报仇
We see all this is revenge.
如果从政治的观念里面来讲，这个是什么？这个是篡位。
So, but from a political point of view, this is actually succession.
那如果按的长子是暗嫩，还要接续当国王。
So, by birthright, Amnon should have been the king.
本来是应该有长子的位分的，却做了这个事情以后，长子的位分失去了。
So he should have been had the birthright to be the king, but because of what he did, he lost his birthright.
那么好吧，应该轮到亚撒龙吧。
Then he should have come to Absalom.
亚撒龙在圣经里面的形容，他是有政治长才的。
So Absalom was described as someone who is politically shrewd.
也就是他的手腕。
Meaning that his tricks.
还有他所长起来的人长得非常俊美。
So he also was handsome.
那个头发多到一种程度。
That he has so much hair to a point.
就是每一次剪起来大概有一点半公斤。
So every time his hair was cut, it would weigh about 1.5 kilograms.
头发能够到一点剪起来，这个修剪而已哈，剩下来每一年剪下来都有这个几百色颗的，一点半公斤。
So every year, even though not completely cut, just even the remnant will be over 1.5 kilos. It was so heavy.
你不相信哪一天你头发长到一个程度，你把剪一半，称称看，看你们的一公斤。
So if you don't believe it, after your hair is overgrown, you can cut and see how much it weighs.
恐怕这么长都没有一公斤。
Maybe it was just that long, but you're not even come to 1 kilogram.
但是他的头发太密了。
But his hair was so dense.
当然很密的头发，他又很漂亮。
Of course, he was also handsome too.
又把他梳得很漂亮。
So he also dressed himself well.
越是觉得骄傲的地方，最后的失败也可能就在那里。
So where he pride was also was where he fell.
我们都知道最后他怎么死的。
We knew where how he at the end how he died.
他的头发被树卡到了。
So his hair was caught in branches, and so he was hung.
这个就是啊，我们看到亚撒龙他最后的结果。
We see the end of Absalom.
但是亚撒龙他开始呢，计划好要把他的哥哥杀掉。
But Absalom already planned to kill his brother.
因此呢，他怎么样，他就没有说好说歹。
So that's why he didn't say anything good or bad.
啊，那只叫他妹妹安静。
He just told his sister to be quiet.
他也没有告诉他妹妹说没有关系，你哥哥会替你出去，有一天我会把他怎么样报仇。
So he also didn't tell his sister Tamar that one day he will avenge for her.
那么我们看到呢，大卫知道这个事情的时候呢，啊，这个当然生气之后呢，我们看到大卫后来也是没有处置亚撒龙的问题。
So we saw that even though David was furious at the end, he also did not take care of Absalom's problem either.
亚撒龙呢，啊，这一个呢，啊，用计呢骗他爸爸，让他的哥哥与他同行。
So that Absalom used a scheme to make his father.Went in the same way his brother did.
结果呢，就把他哥哥给杀了。
But they killed his brother.
杀了以后呢，所有的王子呢，就逃跑，以为亚撒龙也要杀他们。
So all the sons of the king fled because they thought that Absalom was going to kill them too.
那么大卫听到的第一手消息呢
？So when David first heard of this news,
以为是所有的孩子都被杀了。
So all the sons were killed.
那么31节里面，他就怎么样，往起来撕裂衣服，躺在地上。
So verse 31, the king stood up, tore his clothes, and lay down on the ground.
王的臣仆也都撕裂衣服。
And all his servants stood by with their clothes torn.
我们看到大卫看到破坏人家的家庭之后呢，他自己的家庭遭受到这样子的一个问题。
We saw that when David destroyed somebody's home, household, his household also was destroyed.
他没有能力去管教他的孩子。
He had no power to discipline his children.
我们看到亚撒龙因此就逃跑。
So we saw that Absalom also fled.
那么逃跑的时候，大卫也没有去追他。
But David did not chase after him.
大卫这个经过了这一个一连串的这一个这一个休息之后呢
，So David after a year of rest,
平息了这一个这个对亚撒龙的恨。
And his fury subsided against Absalom.
14章呢第一节呢，我们看到。希鲁雅的儿子约押。
We saw in chapter 14 this Joab or Joab son of Jeruiah.
知道王心里想念亚撒龙。
Knew that the king's heart longed for Absalom.
那我们就看到这个约押开始献祭。
We saw that Joab made a sacrifice.
让亚撒龙回来。
To let Absalom return.
那么约押为什么要这样做呢
？Why did Joab do this?
圣经里面很清楚给我们看到，他知道大卫在想什么。
The Bible let us know that he knew what David was thinking.
这一个将军是非常的不得了。
This is a very amazing commander.
但是聪明哈是会被聪明误。
But the wise will be caught in their own wisdom.
聪明没有用在神的道上的时候。
So when wisdom is not used in the word of God,
总有一天他就会误在自己的聪明上面。
One day he will fall in his own trap.
当然他有很多的考量，这个是政治上的考量，还有他爱国的考量，这个都我们要放进去。
So of course he has considered his own situation and the political situation of the country.
因为他掌有很大的军权。
Because he had a strong, very great military might.
他没有反叛的意思。
He had no desire to rebel.
他只知道哪一天大卫归西的时候呢，他的位置还能够坐得稳。
He knew that when David would pass away one day, he still had the power.
这一些呢，都是呢很多的人为自己的后一步有一些想法。
This is how a lot of people think about what would happen to them in the future.
那么当然这个计策就成功了。
Of course, this tactic was successful.
用一个妇人
，she used a woman
to use
an example.
让大卫呢有一个台阶下。
So give David an exit point.
这一个呢，啊，这个大卫呢就接受了这样子的一个安排。
So David accepted this arrangement.
但他对亚撒龙惩罚就是找回来以后呢，不见他的面。
But his punishment to Absalom was only not allowing Absalom to show his face to him.
这个是一个惩罚。
So this is a punishment.
这个惩罚也未免太轻了一点。
This may be too light of a punishment.
那么我们看到呢，大卫呢，他知道整个的情况。
So we saw that David knew how everything.
他没有一个很大的告诫。
So he did not give a warning.
回来以后呢，应该怎么样？要让他有一些的反省。
So when his son returned, he should have given him a time to repent.
我教导他到献祭里面去承认自己的罪。
That I teach him in sacrifice to confess his own sins.
却都没有这么样子去做。
But he didn't do this.
那么这个二十四章里面，王说使他回自己家里去，我不见啊，不要见我的面。
So let him go. He must go to his own home or house. He must not see my face.
那么亚撒龙就回到自己的家里去了。
So Absalom went to his own house and did not see the king.
表示呢，亚撒龙没有回到原来他本来王儿子的位分。
So it shows that he did not return to his position as a son of king.
他被放逐而后回来以后呢，就是冰冻起来了。
So after his exile and return, he was just being a sort of cool house, so to speak.
那么这段时间里面，亚撒龙更加的怎么样？想要怎么样回复到他自己？既然都回来了。
So even more, Absalom wanted to scheme to return to his own position.
那么二十八节十四章二十八节给我们看到，亚撒龙住耶路撒冷足有两年没有见王的面。
So verse 28 shows us Absalom lived for two years in Jerusalem without seeing the king's face.
也不容易的等了两年。
It was not easy to wait for 2 years.
他开始怎么样？约押，你既然把我找回来，你一定要帮忙我去让我跟我的这个父亲见面。
So he basically said to Joab, since you brought me back, you must make me see my father's face.
每次亚撒龙去找约押的时候，约押就推脱，没有跟他见面。
So because Absalom persisted in asking Joab to come to his home, but he wouldn't see his face. 约押心里
知道亚撒龙找他是要干嘛。
And Joab knew what the Absalom purpose was.
躲避。
So he fled.
亚撒龙就用一些方法把田园给他烧了。
So Absalom burned his barley field.
啊，这个对于整个收成来讲会损失会很严重。
So this is a great loss in terms of harvest.
那么我们就看到呢，啊，去把约押找来的时候呢。
So when he found Joab.
那么后来呢？真正的在三十三节呢，于是约押去见王。
So verse 33, so Joab went to the king.
将这话告诉王，王便叫亚撒龙来。
And told him this, then the king summoned Absalom.
亚撒龙在见王的时候，在王面前伏伏一地，王就与亚撒龙亲嘴。
He came in and bowed down with his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom.
这表示怎么样？这个公开的动作呢，表示已经和解了。
So this just an open unity of action.
表示呢，亚撒龙可以回到他原来应该有的位置。
So shows that Absalom could return to his original position.
那么我们看到，因为这样之后，在十五章里面看见了亚撒龙开始他的政治的手腕。
So because of this, in chapter 15, we saw that Absalom began his political maneuvers.
从第十五章第一节，我们看到亚撒龙恢复了位置以后呢，他就开始把他的位置昭告天下。
So.We see in chapter 15, verse 1, once he returned, he began to proclaim his position to the nations.
他是长子啊。
That he is as firstborn.
因为他的哥哥已经死了。
Because his older brother Amnon died.
那么他当然还有一些哥哥，只是不过都没有提到名字。
Of course he had other brothers, but names were not mentioned.
也许在希伯伦的时候就已经死了。
Maybe they died in Hebron.
或夭折了。
Or maybe cursed.
但我们看到他是正胜继位以后呢，下来的时候是第二个儿子。
We saw that this is after that David was anointed. This is the second son.
他做了什么工作呢？他就此后亚撒龙为自己预备车马。
So we saw that Absalom provided for himself chariots.
又派五十人在他前头奔走。
And he had 50 men go before him.
我们看到哈，这个叫做顺位。
So this is actually to go in and take positions.
大卫没有说你是要接掌我的王位的。
So King David did not tell him you were going to succeed.
大卫从来没有这么样做。
But David never said anything.
也没有这样说。
He never did anything like that.
但是按照惯例，那是他应该是要得到的。
So according to the succession rule, he would have been.
只不过是因为他把他的哥哥长子给杀了。
Except that he killed his firstborn brother.
只不过暗嫩又做了丑陋的事情。
And also Amnon did a shameful thing.
因此呢，我们看到这两个都不会是神所拣选。
So these two will not be chosen by God.
一个是杀人杀了自己哥哥的人。
One is a murderer of his own brother.
那么他有篡位的嫌疑。
So he has the sin of try to conspire.
之后我们就看出来他的心真正是这样。
So at the end we saw his heart truly was like that.
他的心慢慢偏移邪的时候。
So when his heart became wicked.
从一开始的那个迹象就可以产生出来。
You can see from the way he started to do things.
那个气焰曾几何时被压下去。
So when he became, he tried to rise up, he was suppressed.
但如果没有真正悔改的时候。
But if he did not truly repent,
那一个影子会在他的里头常常什么成为一个罪来勾引他。
That shadow becomes a sin that continues to entice him.
你看你长得这么俊美。
Look at yourself, you're so handsome.
有所有领袖的特质。
You have the characteristic of a leader.
又很聪明。
And also very smart.
那么又很会用一些手段。
You also know how to use maneuvers.
那么在政治家里面来，这一个是一个政治的常才。
So this is a political talent in terms of politics.
如果在现在的政治里面，他什么应该是什么游刃有余。
So in today's politics, you must be someone head and shoulder above.
但是呢，我们看看神他不喜悦这种方式。
But we see that God is not pleased with this way.
大卫也很少用着政治手腕的方式。
David rarely used any political tactical maneuvers.
他知道神的心意是什么。
He knew what was in God's heart.
因此呢，我们就看到呢，亚撒龙为自己怎么样，50名随父再成为一个啊开道。
So we saw that Absalom took uses 50 men to begin another.
他要昭告天下呢，我已经回来王子的位置了。
He wanted to declare that he already has authority as prince.
按照顺位，我就是这个要继承王的。
So according to the rule of succession, I should become the king.
因此呢，那个五十个人在前面奔跑的时候
，So when the 50 men went before him,
一个是让所有的以色列人看见
，It's for all the Israelites to see.
那么有一个王的位置
，So he had a
throne
of a king.
要得人心啊
，But he has to receive the heart of
man. 所以呢，他就积极的做一些得人心的工作。
So he tried to capture the heart of man. The things that he did
不是真正的为服务民众。
It's not really to serve them.
不是真正喂养舍命。
It's not really to sacrifice for the flock.
用的方式呢，不是喂养舍命的方式。
The method he uses is not to sacrifice for the flock.
只是让人的心归向他。
But to only have the people's heart turn to him.
啊，有很多人做事啊，只想让人家做这个是一个很好的基督徒。
So a lot of people do things to show them they are good Christians.
我们看到大卫所做的工作是将荣耀归给神。
But the things that David did was to give glory to God.
很多人行善做好事是将荣耀归给自己。
A lot of people do good deeds just to glorify themselves.
行善做好事，你看看我有这样子的道德操守。
To show off their morality and ethics.
现在的整个的企业家里面那一种所谓的这一个啊这个企业形象。
So this is a trend in the entrepreneur or wealthy businessman.
企业形象里面要有什么？不仅仅你要乐善好施。
Not only you have to do good works.
现在你还要对地球做一些什么环保？
You need also to do things to save the earth.
那么如果去掉这些所谓的企业形象，让人夸赞他的话语的时候
，But if you take away this the business glory and so people can give them praise,
没有人会去注意这些的时候，你想那个水会不会乱倒啊？
So you think that people do not care, when do not give them praise, do you think they would go according to
高科技的废水里面会不会乱用啊？
Would they care about not dumping wastewater or if they know?
都是水的资源源源不绝的时候，你会不会觉得说我要回收啊？
So when there's enough, would they start thinking about recycling?
绝对不会这样。
They probably would not think this way.
啊，这一个呢，都是因为什么？都是因为太方便。
It's because it's so convenient.
也没有人看见。
And no one sees.
但是如果一个人的心里有知道神在看的时候
But if somebody's heart knows that God is watching
他在做任何的事情的时候，应该会有一些三思而后行。
So everything they do, they would think twice.
那么我们看到呢，他怎么样？他在这一个啊，整个派五十个人在前面奔跑。
So he sent 50 men ahead of him.
那么这个是一个很高级的这一个啊，让所有的人知道。
So this is it's a big show off.
第二，他收买笼络人心的时候。
So he buy people's heart.
你看看亚撒龙要得到一些他应该要得到的。
So Absalom wants to get what he wants to receive.
他觉得他应该自以为是要得到的。
He felt that it was his right to get these things.
我们看到他早上就起来。
So he gets up early in the morning.
常常早晨起来。
He often gets up early in the morning.
站在城门的道旁。
And stand at the city gate.
凡有要争讼的，要去求王判断的。
So anybody who came to seek judgment,
亚撒龙就叫他过来。
Absalom will call them.
问他说：“你是哪城的人？”
Will ask him which city are you, or which tribe are you from?
当然那个、哦、我就是某城里面的人。
They will say, "I'm from this tribe."
那我们就看到大这个亚撒龙呢，做一些怎么样笼络人心的事情。
So this is where Absalom will stir up people's heart.
他代替要王做这样的事情。
So he substituted for king's job.
那你想王不知道吗？
You don't think king knew?
王知道。
The king knew.
但是他说啊，是我儿子嘛。
But he said to himself,
他为我做这些事，啊，帮忙我做。
He's doing things to help me.
他应该是怎么样？尽想为我尽一些力量。
He should put some effort for me.
那么这个亚撒龙说啊，你的事情呢有情有理。
He said that this is a reasonable.
他是怎么样？做一些事情。
So things that he did.
那么怎么样？然后怎么样？说一些事情，王的无理。
And but also said that the king was unreasonable.
那么呢？这个帮助一些百姓，然后伤害王的权威。
To help the people, but to hurt the authority of the king.
那么亚撒龙说什么呢？恨不得我在国中当国中的士师。
Then Absalom would add, "If only I were appointed judge in the land."
忘了那个时代已经过去了。
He forgot that the judges no longer exist in this time.
那么凡有争讼审判的到我这里来，我必秉公判断。
Then everyone who has a complaint or case will come to me, and I will see that he gets justice.
满了四十年。
So over 40 years.
不是说亚撒龙做了这个四十年，我很老了。
So I don't think I'm not talking about him becoming over after 40 years.
意思就是说，这一个从高摩从大卫被恩高到现在满四十年。
So from the time of his anointing till now, it was about 40 years in David's time.
那么亚撒龙对王说：“求你准我往希伯伦去。”
So Absalom asked the king if he could go to Hebron.
他看时机已经成熟了。
He thought the time has come to fulfillment.
他要去希伯伦这一个地标。
So he wanted to go to this landmark.
因为他在希伯伦生的。
He was born in Hebron.
那我们看到希伯伦是大卫成为王的一个地方。
This is where David became king.
那么他在那个地方呢啊，有很多的诚意。
So there are a lot of fortresses there.
做一些事情呢，封锁起来的时候，比较不会让人知道。
So when the city is closed up, nothing can be known.
那么我们知道希伯伦是在整个城邑的中间。
So we know that Hebron is the middle of a fortress.
万一被大卫知道了，要攻打的时候，他也可以召集来所有反对。
So.Even if David found out, he could call up people and
那么亚撒龙呢？结一些怎么样？对大卫不满的。
So David, Absalom found people who was against David.
再怎么样好的也会有不满。
So no matter how good you are, someone will be against you.
税收的问题啦。
So maybe a problem, little problems.
啊，这个处理时候，这个虽然这个大家各说各话啦。
So even the problem was solved and people went their ways.
但在判断上，如果呢，我认为我应该对的，你却说我错的时候，我会恨在心里。
Yeah, those who felt that they receive injustice still would hate.
有一些人他本身就是错的。
So some people who are wrong.
他被判错的时候，他就不认错。
But when they are judged wrong, they will not admit it.
我们看到先知跟神在争辩的时候，我做这个事直到死我都合理。
So we see even the prophet against God that he
先知都会这样，何况一般平常的人呢？
And even prophet would say, "This is right for me to die for this." How about the common man?
当有利益冲突的时候，
when there's a conflict in the
尤其是穷人
in their benefits or even poor,
穷人里面呢，那这穷里面呢，他在这一个方向里面看到富人，那这你多给我一点会怎么样？
So they even ask the widow, "Why don't you give me more? What is it to you?"
他多给你当然不会怎么样。
Of course, it's okay for him to give you more.
只不过是合不合理啊。
But it's whether it's reasonable or not.
做工这个应该得工价。
So the labor should receive wages.
我为你做了做牛做马做了十几年，我只不过是多拿了几分钱，你就告到往那里去。
So I only took some extra money because I've been working for you as an ox for 10 years.
当然，秉公处理的时候，对穷人来讲的话，他们就怎么样，不太满意。
So you appeal to the king, so to the poor, they are upset.
你讲亚撒龙，他是通吃的。
So you know, Absalom tried to take everything.
富有的人要缴的税收多的时候，哎呀，我父王真的是太拿你们拿太多了。
So to the rich who took brought out the taxes, he said,
哪一天要是我当政的时候，我一定给你们很少的税收。
So when I become the ruler, I'll decrease your taxes.
还没当王的时候，可能都会用一些政治的手腕。
So before he became king, he probably would use all the political maneuvers.
我们处在这用选举的政治家之间在斗争的过程当中。
So in the election time, you see the politicians or the tacticians that use different tactics.
政治有一些失望。
So we are disappointed in the politics.
因为他们的话有些时候都是选举语言。
So the words are only for the election purpose.
特别是很多的这个在国会里面，两个人骂得要命，差点打起来了。
So even in the Congress, they shout each other almost to the point of fighting each other.
政治也真正打起来了。
Or to the physical fight.
然后呢，背后呢，下去以后两个抱在一起啊，开玩笑，开玩笑，大家都在开玩笑。演给大家看的啦。
So behind the scene, they would embrace each other, said, "This is just a show."
这一个就是政治。
This is politics.
真的是利益上的时候。
So when it comes to personal gains.
那么亚撒龙一定也用这一些方法，我们可以很合理的去看到他的政治手腕。
So Absalom uses these political maneuvers to gain.
所以他找希伯伦是一个很聪明的一个决策。
So to pick Hebron was a smart tactic.
那么我们就看到呢，当我们看到这个他来这个有人来报告大卫说，以色列人的心都归向亚撒龙。
So someone came to David and said that all the parts have turned to Absalom.
我们看到这个时候大卫做了一项这个决定。
So David made a decision.
离开耶路撒冷。
To leave Jerusalem.
你还记得大卫在攻打耶路撒冷的时候，亚布斯人怎么讲的？
Do you remember what Jebusite said to David in Jerusalem?
你能够把这一个瞎子跟瘸腿的赶出去。
Can you drive out even the lame and the blind?
耶路撒冷的这个地势很难攻打的。
And Jerusalem is well fortified.
纵然我们耶路撒冷只有瞎子跟瘸腿的。
So even if they have only lame and the blind,
你都赶不出去。
You're not able to drive them out.
何况我们看到大卫里面的敬畏军歌，还有约押能勇善战。
So now with David in it and Joab and other strong warriors,
要守住耶路撒冷何难呢？
How if they keep Jerusalem, how hard it would be?
太容易了。
It would be too easy.
但是大卫选择离开。
But David chose to leave.
他不愿意让一些不明的百姓颠沛流
离。So he did not want the innocent to be killed.
国的内战一定是内耗。
So if the internal war is,
如果这个时候内耗起来的时候呢，我们看到如果非利士人又来了
，So it creates opportunities, then the Philistine comes to attack.
对国家、对人民绝对不是件好事。
It's not good for the nation or the people.
大卫放下他王的身段
，So David put aside his kingship.
他当起牧羊人的心，那个心态。
Then he had a heart of a shepherd.
当他当牧羊人的心态离开耶路撒冷的时候。
So when he, as a shepherd, left Jerusalem,
我们看到这个撒都把这个耶柜给抬来。
We saw that Zadok brought the ark.
这个大卫说把耶柜抬回去吧。
But he told him to take the ark back to Jerusalem.
他们愿意让耶路撒冷还有一个正常的敬拜。
Then he wanted Jerusalem to keep the worship.
也许神就怜悯。
Maybe God will have mercy.
他就怎么样带了一些随从就离开了耶路撒冷。
So he took his followers and left Jerusalem.
他选择了一个耶柜不带在他身边。
He chose not to have ark next to him.
因为他知道
，because he knew
神的同在不是在那个象征物上。
So he knew that God's presence is not from the object itself.
大卫跟所有的人在判断的时候是完全不一样。
So when David looked at things, it's different from men.
为什么他是一个合神心意的人
？Why is he a man after God's heart?
意思是，他懂得神的心是什么。
Because he understood what's in God's heart.
神要他做什么？
what God wanted him to do.
神要人完成他的使命是什么？他明白。
He understood what was the commission God wants man to complete.
合神心意不如讲他明白神的心在想什么。
So to say that after God's heart, it's same as saying that he knows what God is thinking.
约柜对他可能毫无帮助，还怎么样？可能会构造的一些的危险。
So the ark not only may not help him, but also may bring danger.
那么我们就看到呢，这个呢，他对这个亚比亚他和众祭司的这个公说讲到说啊，把这个抬回去。
So he told Abiathar the priest to take the ark back.
大卫非常聪明的地方。
This is where David was very smart.
他对他的儿子有了解。
He understood his son.
他虽然会做一些篡位的工作，
Even though he tried to conspire against him,
但还不会杀耶和华的祭司。
But he knew Absalom would not kill
him. 他的心还不至于到这样子的程度。
So he knew his heart was not wicked to that point yet.
他把所有的祭司就留下来，耶柜也留下来。
So he left behind all the priests and the ark.
我们就看到呢，这个真将神的耶柜抬回去。若我在耶和华面前蒙恩，25节。
So in verse 25, David said.Take the ark back to the city if I find favor in God's eyes.
他必使我回来再见约柜和他的居所。
He will bring me back and let me see it and its dwelling place again.
他仍然把这一个交给神。
So he gave this back to God.
那么我们知道我们碰到人生的顺境跟逆境的时候。
So when we encounter prosperity and hardship or adversity.
主啊，我在你面前若蒙恩的时候。
You said, Lord, if I find favor before your eyes,
让我再一次回到我可以这样敬拜你的程度。
Let me come back to the place where I can worship you again.
当我们每一次这一个出去外出旅游的时候，
So every time we go out to travel,
啊，会不会找到一个很好的教会呢？
Will we find a good church?
会不会这样祷神啊？如果我这次出去，让我能够在礼拜天找到一间合你心意的教会，让我在那个地方领受你的话。
If I go out this time to travel, please help me to find a church so I can go worship on Sunday to receive the word.
如果你我在你面前蒙恩，让我有这样的一个教会。
If I find favor in your eyes, please let me find a church like that.
我们看到这一个整个大卫是有这样的一个心。
So we know that David has such a heart.
他在这样子凭你的旨意来带我。
So that according to his will, he will be led.
他说我不喜悦你看啊我在这里愿他凭自己的旨意带我。
But if he says I'm not pleased with you, then I'm ready. Let him do to me whatever seems good.
大卫欣然接受这样子的一个啊整个神的安排。
His heart willing to accept God's arrangements.
他照着神的安排而行。
So he walked according to God's arrangement.
他不带着耶柜而走。
So he did not take the ark with him.
我们看到在15章整个里头看到基督徒彼此的交通。
So in chapter 15 we see the fellowship among Christians.
还有跟神的关系。
And also relationship with God.
我们看到呢大卫跟神的关系。
We saw David's relationship to God with God.
亚撒龙跟人跟人的关系。
And Absalom's relationship among men.
亚撒龙跟人的那个关系是他要怎么样要达到一个位置。
So Absalom's relationship with men was for him to achieve
his
purpose. 要让
人看到他足可以担当。
That he is able to take up the responsibility alone.
他这样子的一个服侍人。
The way he served men.
他是有不良的动机在里面。
He had a wicked motives.
但是大卫去服侍人，他是有神国度的使命。
But when David served men, he had the heart of a kingdom of God.
这个非常不一样。
This is very different.
你知道不知道？一个非基督徒跟基督徒他们在结婚的时候不同点在哪里？
You know what's the difference between a believer and unbeliever when they married?
很多基督徒对婚姻观还不太一样，不知道。
A lot of Christians don't understand the concept of marriage.
基督徒的婚姻观跟非基督徒的婚姻观是完全不一样。
The concept of marriage between believer and unbelievers are very different.
基督徒的婚姻观要从圣经来看。
The Christian's concept needs to come from Bible.
那非基督徒经，他当然不是，他不会从圣经里面来看。
Of course, the non-believer would not look at it from the point of view of the Bible.
所以非基督徒的婚姻观里面是一个被造的个体。
So it's a body that's being built up in their marriage.
用着主观的意识的寻求。
They use God's will to seek their marriage.
两情相悦的结合。
So that they love each other in the world.
这一个是非基督徒的婚姻观。
This is the non-believers.
一个被造的个体。
It's a created body.
那么 用他自己主观，我这个比较适合我。
They want to use their own viewpoint, sorry, to build their marriage.
这样我们相处起来比较融洽。
So that will be more compatible for us.
哎呀，我们认识互相了解。
We know each other and we learn about each other.
两情相悦的时候结合在一起。
They decide to get married because they feel they fit each other.
或是有某一些的政治利益，我们结合在一起。
Maybe because there's some political gains that they marry.
对我们是双赢的。
So it's double win situation.
这个家族跟那个企业家的家族结合在一起，他们的生意会做得更大。
This family and united with that business family, then their business will be even greater.
我这个企业家的家族吃不下这一碗，那么这个家的家族合起来，我就可以把这一个全部吃起来。
So as a startup entrepreneur family, if they unite with the other family, they will be able to make things greater.
这一造的个体有主观的意思。
This is their own will as they try to build up a body.
基督徒呢？
How about Christians?
基督徒是创造的神。
It's from God who creates.
把爱
and use love
分享给两个不同的人。
To share among two different people.
啊，当然是一男一女。
Of course, one man, one woman.
啊，你不同的人哦，不同的人也有男也有男，两个男都可以。
Some people may assume two different people could be two men or two women.
创造人的时候就是一男一女。
Because God created a man is man and woman.
那么神的爱让他们结合在一起。
And God's love united them.
这个是基督徒的婚姻观。
This is a Christian's marriage view.
基督徒的婚姻观是被造的神，那个创造的神把这一个爱分享给被造的人。
So creator gives love to the created,
使他们结合在一起。
So that they may be united in love.
这是从圣经观里面来看到基督徒跟非基督徒的婚姻观。
So this is the difference between believer and non-believer from Bible.
同样彼此的交通。
Even though they share fellowship.
动机在哪里？
But where is their motives?
是个人的主观意识。
It's personal will.
还是我跟人的相处的那一个关系是从神来的爱。
Or the relationship between two persons is from the love of God.
基督徒去做侍奉的工作是因为从神来的爱。
The Christians serve because it's love from God.
有时候从神来的爱慢慢神的爱淡化。
In time, the love will cool down.
开始做一些事情的时候就凭经验了。
So they start to do things by experience.
它不是为国度。
It's not for kingdom.
那其实呢是一个很模糊的。
Actually, it's ambiguous.
其实呢，目的呢常常在说服自己，我是为国度。
Oftentimes, they convince themselves that it's for the kingdom.
我是为主的工作在做一些啊，这个国度性的工作。
That they are doing work for the kingdom of God.
事实上，生命里头却不是做国度的事情。
In actuality, in their life, it's not doing the work for the kingdom.
亚沙龙在做的工作，好像为以色列国在做些事情。
So the work that Absalom did seemed to be for the kingdom, for the country of Israel.
其实背后的动机是暗度陈仓，准备要反叛。
But the ulterior motive was to succeed and conspire to
take Israel. 我们看到大卫的心态离开了这个耶路撒冷。
We saw that David's heart left Jerusalem.
不跟你争了。
He's not going to fight.
知道是为国度跟不是为国度的一个差别。
He knew the difference between doing things for kingdom and not for the kingdom.
耶路撒冷这么难攻。
And since Jerusalem was hard to capture.
讲实在，亚沙龙也没有征战的这个技术。
Probably Absalom did not have the military might to capture Jerusalem.
因为亚沙龙是生长在一个太平的时代。
Because Absalom grew up in a time of peace.
大卫已经在这一个希伯伦作王。
David was already anointed king in heaven.
那么呢，他怎么样？他生长在那一个时代里面，他没有，他看过战争，但是他没有亲自带兵打过仗。
So Absalom has seen wars, but he has not personally experienced wars.
真正会打仗的都在大卫这一边。
So truly, who fought were the ones who were on David's side.
人多只不过是乌合之众。
So even though the people are numerous, but it's just
大卫不愿意杀害自己的子民。
It's a group of mixed.Of people, and but he didn't want to kill. You don't want anybody harmed.
纵然他的心暂时的偏离。
So that's why his heart, even though his heart has turned to the right.
这个我们从十六章我们可以看出一些端倪来。
So we can see in chapter 16.
大卫到了巴户林。
So David went to.
现有一个人出来是扫罗族基拉的儿子，名叫示梅。
So he saw this guy named Shimei.
他一面走一面咒骂。
He, as David was walking, Shimei was cursing him.
大卫在旁边的这个希鲁亚的儿子亚比赛对王说，这个死狗可咒诅我的王呢。
So his Abishai next son of Zeruiah next to him said, why should this dead dog curse my lord?
求你容我过去割下他的头来。
Let me go over and cut off his head.
那么大卫怎么说呢？
What did David say?
我与你们有何干涉呢？
What do I have in common?
他咒骂是因为耶和华吩咐他说的。
If he curses, it's because the Lord said to him.
他后面讲一句话是什么呢？
So what did he say at the end here?
我亲生的儿子上嘴说我的命，何况这个便雅悯的人呢？
So if my own son wants to, my own flesh wants to take my life, how much more than
他会设地主这个讲啊，便雅悯这个是什么？他是以前是大卫的支派，不是这个扫罗的支派。
So he talked about this Benjamin was a tribe of Saul.
很多便雅悯的人认为是怎么样？是大卫篡了扫罗的位置。
A lot of people in Benjamin thought that it was David whoTook away the throne from Saul.
那一个世代啊，不是媒体很发达的世代。
And during that time, the television or media was not very obviously prosperous.
最怕的是口耳相传啊，传错的东西。
The worst is when people pass on the words, and sometimes words were not passed on correctly.
当然，扫罗要追杀大卫的时候，一定是放出这个大卫要叛变的风声。
Of course, when Saul was pursuing David, he would have told people that because David rebelled against him.
他绝对不会说他其实就是撒母耳所高的那一个人要代替我做王，我不服气，我要把他杀了。
Obviously, he would not say to people, David was anointed by Samuel to take over, to succeed me, and I'm going to kill him.
这个死不悔改的王呢，你可以看到他本来就是这样。
You can see that how stubborn Saul was in not repenting.
他绝对不会散布好的话对大卫。
He would never say anything good about David.
他从父辈里面听到便雅悯父辈，大卫就是一个叛变者。
So probably this guy, he heard.
扫罗是正统高谋的，大卫是起来叛变的。
That David was a rebellious one. That Saul was the righteous one.
做王的女婿还不够。
That he was not enough for him to be the son-in-law of the king.
我们看到呢，这一个啊，整个这个十六章里面看到大卫里面他懂得怎么样子。知道神的心意，他什么时候该回来。
So David knew the heart of the Lord, and knew when he should return.
当人家听到说这个亚西多佛对这个亚西多靠了这个亚撒龙的时候。
So when we heard that the Ahithophel was with
Absalom, 大卫想到知道，他说亚西多佛他的计谋非常的这个阴险。
David knew how tricky Ahithophel was.
大卫做王又不是一天两天。
David has not been only a king for a day or two. 他也不是一个愚昧的王。He was not a foolish king.
约押献祭，叫这个妇人讲，他都跟妇人讲，这个是约押告诉你的事吗？
Even this woman who was a secret sent by Joab, he found it was by.
如此聪明的王，他在用人的时候，
so such a wise king when he used men, he knew.
直到他要死的时候，他知道说约押，你不要把这个人当作无罪的人。
So even at his deathbed, he told his son that do not treat Joab as someone who is innocent.
老师，大卫的头脑是非常清楚。
Could show that David was clear-minded.
你可以看到他说，愿多西的这个亚西多佛啊，他的献祭让这个成为愚拙。
Let the Ahithophel's counsel be foolish, become foolishness.
果真的亚撒龙与大卫的兵非啊，在这一个啊这个进攻里面呢，做一些不好的工作。
And clearly, Absalom did terrible things with David's concubines.
这个导致呢，这个亚撒龙呢，整个的不得民心。
So it counseled so that the Absalom did not capture the heart of man.
啊，这一些呢都是外邦人的习俗。
These are the ways of Gentiles.
我们看到大卫他的容让。
We see David's
在逃难的当中让人家骂的时候。
That David when he was being rebuked while he was fleeing.
他还会设地考量别人的那一种感受。
He would think about how people felt.
这个一个能够反省自宫的人，就是一个真正能够悔而改的人。
Someone who can think about others is someone who can truly repent.
无怪他是合神心意的人。
No wonder he is a man after God's heart.
我们一同来祷告。
So let's pray.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
从大卫的所做的一些工作里头。
From the work David done.
让我们学习到神你的主权。
That we can learn your sovereignty.
让我们降服在你的主权下面。
That we will submit to your reign.
让我们与你的关系。
That our relationship with you.
建立在神你的爱在我们的生命里头。
Built in on the love of your life in our.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
Hallelujah.
哈利路亚，
奉耶稣名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.